Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
How religious are you?
Oh, I mean, I'm not against it.
It's on your arm.
Well,
so do you get offended by when somebody says happy holidays?
No.
Do you get offended when they say happy Xmas?
No.
Okay. But you did just get banned on Google.
No, that was AI. So AI is taking over the world, Randy. Like yesterday, I asked it to create images just for fun. You know, a bodybuilder who eats pizza.
Is this a long story?
No. I put a rock and roll guy in a limo. I actually put a rock and roll guy driving a limo. Didn't give me that option. I put created an image of the oldest radio announcer, you know, of all time. It came up with a picture of you. So going back to, what was the guy's name? Your running back?
Mendenhall.
So going back to Mendenhall.
Rashad.
I asked the chat GPT, like, please create a all-white football team.
And the response was? You're going to get your phone blown up.
It's locked.
All right. So dang, just
the
just
robots
say,
are taking over
just,
everything.
Just say what happened.
Hold on.
I'm not.
AI, create an all-white dream football team.
Would you just say what happened?
I cannot answer your request. This is Bing, and I'm here to help you with web searches and general questions. I do not support requests that are potentially offensive or discriminatory. Thank you for your understanding.
So it's disrespectful.
So the robots are politically correct. But apparently the NFL player can be segregated. Like it can call for a race bowl.
Well, we tried to put an all-white team together.
Okay.
And now the all-black team is very happy because Devin White is on the white team.
Oh. Oh. Well, wait. Oh, yeah, I guess he would be. Well, they would also have Reggie White.
Well, Reggie White's dead, so.
Yeah, I'd be going all time.
He wouldn't be as his performance would not be as good as normal. But Devin White, basically, depending on who you believe, you know, controversy not just at the UFC. I was at the press conference on Monday when Devin White did not participate. Now it's come out that Devin White, I guess, allegedly said, that he's not a part-time player. You know, he's not going to rotate in and out. I guess he told Todd Bowles, at the present time, the head coach, do you fire a head coach that gets your team in the playoffs even though they're awful?
No.
Yes, the answer is yes.
But, all right.
You made it.
Why would you fire him?
Have you watched anything about
the They're winning. Baker Mayfield is amazing.
Baker Mayfield was just named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And what's funny is when he fumbled early in the game, I was still in Vegas, we hadn't left yet, I saw what you Buccaneer fans were saying. Put Trask in. Baker's trash. Get rid of him. He's awful. Don't re-sign him. Now all of a sudden, he's the second coming to your guy.
He's the second best Buccaneer of all time behind Brady.
What?
Fitzmagic's number three.
Oh, my God. Every time you open your mouth, it's stupider than
Ryan Griffin's four. What do you want from me?
You're in the same category as not only Rashad Mendenhall,
no,
but the moron mayor of the city of New York.
Oh, what did the mayor of New York do?
Did you hear what this jackass said?
No.
They were talking about the New York City, and he was basically paraphrasing that New York City is the greatest city on earth. That one day you could see a plane fly into a building, and the other day you could see a Broadway show.
No, they didn't.
He did say that.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Shut up.
He did.
And you say I'm stupid. What the hell?
Yeah. It's words.
Holy crap.
But nobody said anything about that. But you can rip a guy who said that your dad is dead.
Wow.
I'd rather you talk about my dead dad than...
Well, Pete Davidson made a career off of it.
Yeah,
he talked about his dead dad, and look at him now.
Hey, You know, now he's making Taco Bell commercials.
Buying VHS movies. Collector.
All right, let's touch base. What do we got? We got about seven minutes.
Well, while you're still in New York, let's not leave New York yet. Can we talk about Tommy Meatballs?
I don't know who that is.
The quarterback. The Tommy DeVita.
Yeah.
Or what, a DeVito or yeah, whatever.
I want a DeVito and Meatballs.
So there's some controversy, including pizza. Did you hear about it?
No.
So he had an autograph signing at a place called Nino's Old Fashioned Pizzeria.
I believe it was the 10 grand, and then he wanted 20.
Yeah, so the agent who was representing him got, you know, he's striking while the iron's hot. He's like, hey, he was just a okay quarterback, and now all of a sudden he's a star, and, you know, we can demand 20 grand.
I'm not sure he was an okay quarterback, but whatever.
He was a quarterback.
Yeah, he was a quarterback.
Right? So, you know, the agent tried to, you know, double the price, and the event got canceled. And so they took a bunch of flack from it. So he went in person on Tuesday and made it right. Had lunch and held the baby and Nino and his wife Sheila.
So did he get the 10 grand or he went there and did it for free?
I think he did it for free. I think, you know, to save face. And, you know, and I know Nino and Sheila, they're pizza people.
I can tell you what's going to be said.
Okay.
Okay. I can see the future.
All right.
What's his name? Tommy Meatball?
Tommy DeVille okay. or DeVita.
So what he's going to say, and this is what he's going to say. I didn't say that. You know, my agent represents.
That's what he said.
Right.
That's what he said.
You know, he does. But, and this is what was said back in the day. I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who kept holding out. And the agent kept saying, I want this. You tell the agent what to do.
Right. Right.
You know,
represents you.
If that agent went to who are the people that own the pizzeria? Tommy and Johnny. No,
Nina and Shayla.
So if the agent goes to Nina and Shayla and tries to change the contract that's already been signed without running it by the athlete, he should be fired.
He was.
Okay.
So he's out.
Okay.
So, but he held the couple's baby. He made it good, you know, on doing the PR thing. And then they're going to come back in another date in the future to do a charity thing. And then they're going to donate a bunch of food and blah, 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 blah.
And they're going to meet in the middle. He'll charge $15,000. You know, so. But good. And, you know, I'm glad that the agent got fired.
Yeah.
You know, as that should be the way, you know, that it goes down. Sean Strickland.
Yeah, that's another guy.
Okay.
Does he have an agent?
He has a manager.
Does he?
Yeah. I mean, we've had the manager, you know, we were talking to him. The manager also represented the fighter who fought, who's the wrestler from Penn State?
I don't know.
Everybody loves the guy, Nichols.
Oh, Bo Nichols.
You know, so when the fighter, you know, got knocked off and then it was the athlete from South Florida, he did the show, loved him.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome guy. So he was his manager as well. So, yeah, Strickland has managed.
How do you manage a guy like Strickland?
Wow.
I mean, like Dana White says, he was responsible for seating a chart. He was in charge of seating arrangement. He put Sean Strickland in the front row, two rows behind. In row number three was Duplessis.
Now it's Duplessis.
What's his name?
I thought it was
Duplessis.
Yeah, but now they're calling it Plessis or Plessis or I don't know.
They call him DDP.
Yeah, because we talked about it when he was on the show last time.
So we, a fisticuff broke out.
Big ups to Strickland to asking the children to move out of the way. Yeah.
He's like, can you guys move over? Because I need to jump over this chair to beat up my future opponent.
Here's the only thing that I was told.
Okay.
Okay. You have the president wasn't there yet, right? I don't think he was. But there was Las Vegas police department.
Yeah.
Okay. Around this, to the best of my knowledge, this is the first time that police were at an event before it happened. Just saying. How does that happen? How did they know to stand in that spot?
Just lucky. Good intel.
So do you like Strickland? Do you not like Strickland?
I think the jury's out.
Love him.
I think the jury's out.
Love him.
I think he's the jury's
awesome.
Out.
He's awesome.
I think he's a loose cannon.
He is a loose cannon.
Like, Colby Covington's all talk. He does the crazy antics to get click. and stir up.
Kobe could be a gimmick.
Controversy.
Strickland, that's not a gimmick.
That's the problem.
Right.
Because you can't control a guy that's not a gimmick. I mean, like, he was on the different podcast, and he was telling the podcast guy he's interviewing with, he goes, "You're the guy I don't like." He's like, "I want to do bad things to you. There's a corner of a table, and I just have a vision of me smashing your head, a temple, into it." And the guy's like, "Oh, but I don't feel that way about you." He's like, "Oh, we should go get a beer or something." He's like, "It's just how I'm raised." And like, and I'm like, but it's not an act. I don't believe Strickland is an act.
So should I feel, and I normally don't care, but so should I feel special that he's treated us awesome?
I think so.
Did the show. We see him at the gym. You know, we talk. You know, we send him something.
See, the fear I have with a guy like Strickland, though, is
he can
like,
turn.
He could turn, yeah. and it's not turn on you necessarily. It's more like, hey, I just jumped over a second row chair to beat up a guy, and you weren't there throwing bombs with me. You're not on my team. You're not loyal.
I don't think he would do that. I don't think he wants that. You know, and quick story, and then we're going to hit a break, and then y'all out of stories, Randy.
Really? All right.
So, that's our hillbilly, you know, guy over here. So, true story. So, I'm friends with Ross Baines.
Yeah, the painter.
The painter.
Did the flying knee and the
unbelievable ATT after every fight, you know. As a matter of fact, he's painting a Josh Emmett. And I said, I'll reach out to Josh Emmett. He goes, oh, no, Josh has already reached out to me. So, a lot of the fighters reach out to them. He gives them the original,
yeah.
And then there's, you know, a deal signed some for us so that he can make his money back. So when Strickland won, I was in the gym with Steve, and I went to the manager and I said, you know, blah, 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 Ross Baines, you know, I'm kind of the middleman. I'm not involved, but what do you think about this? So the offer was made, and Sean said no. He's like, I don't want anybody to have to pay for my autograph. Because the deal was that he would sign some, then Ross would sell those, you know, to recoup the painting and all that.
Time.
You know, which is a good trade for for the fighter. It's a good trade for the artist. You know, you sell them reasonable, and Sean's like, no, I'm not interested. You know, I'll pay for the painting before I'll do a trade where then you're going to charge.
Does that mean there won't be a MMA bobblehead of Sean Strickland?
Well, they're still talking it.
Yeah, Dave? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's still a little different.
What would be his iconic pose, though? I mean... You know, like
with the flamethrower, you know, when he chased the guy down the street with the flamethrower, that's what I want.
An accessory.
I think he'll be at the next year's Navy Army game, you know, where all the military's walking around with all the weaponry. He'll be carrying a tank around with them or something. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, you're soon to be inducted. The announcement has come out. Stitch Duran, Jacob Stitch Duran. I don't know if anybody knew that was even his first name. Will be joining us here momentarily. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and BioAccelerant. You would even
say it glows. Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the invasion at the 2023 Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl on Friday, December 22nd at 6:30 p.m. when the UCF Knights face off against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. Two teams go head-to-head to see who will hoist the treasured Gasparilla Bowl trophy. Don't miss a minute of the bowl season action. The Knights and the Yellow Jackets in Tampa. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
Podcast facility. This is Knockout Radio. You know, I've been very vocal about Hall of Fame, the word Hall of Fame, the word legend. Can a prop be in the Hall of Fame? Can a fight be in the Hall of Fame? We've talked about all of that, which brings us to our next segment.
Okay.
Because this is a legitimate Hall of Famer coming up next. I'm very excited about the news. I'm very excited to have him back on the program. It's been a while. Stitch, how are you, sir?
What's going on, Randy? I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on again, bro.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time. And let's start at the top. Talk about the news. It was reported. It's been out on Facebook and Twitter. And a big announcement was just made on your behalf.
Yeah, to get inducted into the National Boxing Hall of Fame. They're going to have their ceremony April the 28th in Los Angeles area. So, something that kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting it, but... It's an honor just to be included with so many of these legends.
How does that happen? Is it a phone call? Is it a tweet? Do they put that little note on a pigeon and they have it fly to your house? How does it happen?
Yeah, they sent me a text, actually, and Shelly Williams is the one that recommended me and sent me a text and told me that I was inducted into the National Boxing Hall of Fame and so-and-so, and they gave me their number, and I made contact, and then they sent me the information. So, yeah, that was kind of a nice surprise.
What is the criteria? Do they look at what you've done in the boxing ring? Was it your acting chops in Creed? You know, what was the final decision?
I don't know. You know, that's what blows my mind. You know, it's just something that I've been doing for the longest time, and that's taking care of fighters, and you know, maybe that had something to do with it. But, it's nice just to be included and just to be thought of that, I'm making some changes in the game.
How far has, you know, the brand and what you do, not the brand of Stitch, just, you know, the job that you do, how has it changed over the years? I remember a friend of mine was the trainer of the New York Mets before you needed to go to school and you needed to go do all of these things. And I'm assuming that's kind of what's happened in your profession as well, right?
Well, you know, Randy, it's a little different this one because keep in mind all major sports, baseball, football, everybody has to be certified to be a coach, a trainer. In combat sports, none of us have to be certified, right? So my whole disposition, my whole thing in life is to educate. You know, there's still so many guys that do so many things wrong, even as cutmen, you know, putting the swabs in their mouth, putting them behind their ear, you know, using the end swell and just kind of, you know, there's just so many techniques that people are doing wrong. And my job and my legacy is to educate and try to get everybody on the right track.
And before we move on, as well as my wife is a nurse. She's been a nurse at Tampa General for more years than I really want to say publicly. And when she became a nurse, you didn't need the full degree. You know, you could just go to the nursing school. Now you have to have all these degrees, and, you know, everything continues to change. So if you see something, you know, like the swab, which I have thought about before, it's in somebody's mouth and now it's on your face or whatever. What do you do? Do you recommend or do you do seminars to kind of teach right and wrong?
Yeah, all of the above. You know, there's guys that I'll try to teach and take them into the next level of professionalism when I see passion. You know, a lot of guys do it for the money. They do it for the TV exposure. But if you have passion, then I can see you, improving your skill level through education. And these are the ones that I concentrate on, and hopefully they'll do the same as they grow. You know, but education is a big thing that we lack here. You know, the things even with dementia pugilistica, you know, the dehydration period, the contracts, all that is, there's really nothing established that will protect these fighters.
I don't want to set you off and get all upset and then you get upset at me, but I'll tell you the worst thing I've ever seen a cut person do. I won't publicly say the organization or the person, but this person was smoking a vape pen while she was taking care of a fighter.
Are you kidding me? That's so stupid.
Yeah, you know, I swear to you, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I know. I believe it. That's what I'm. That's my point. Is everybody? You know, it's like people sitting at ringside with sunglasses on. You know, what's the purpose there? There's no purpose but recognition. And, you know, but that's a false bravado. So, yeah, but for somebody to be smoking a vape as they're working on a cut, I've never heard it and I haven't seen it, but it's the stupidest thing I've heard.
Well, I'm glad I was able to bring something to the conversation.
Thanks, man. I have to Google that one now.
Oh, I'll text you. I'll tell you all the details. I'm just not going to say it publicly. I'm not that kind of person.
Please.
In all fairness, Stitch, I haven't spoke yet, so you still might hear the stupidest thing you've ever heard. So here it goes. So I'm going to give my hand. Like, I'm not a good poker player, but right now in the state of Florida, there's a Stitch Duran autograph signed glove, UFC glove, for $15. Now, it's 3.5 hours away from where I live, but it's worth the drive just to have a Hall of Famer's autograph glove.
So is it in that storage we were talking about?
No, it's okay. Different. But
but we can validate it because we've got the guy.
I know, but I don't want to give away because someone's gonna go snag it. Right. And I want it for my collection. But what, Stitch, is your prize possession? Do you have anything from any fight or memorabilia that you treasure the most out of all of the stuff you've collected, or do you even collect them?
I can answer that for you, Stitch.
Go ahead.
It's our friendship.
Yeah. Well, that, of course, you know, that's without even, I mean, don't even put it with anything else, you know, that goes way above that. And that's why I'm on the phone with you, you know. But you know what, there's a sweatsuit here that I have, I've never worn, but the meaning is so strong, is that's Fedor Emelianenko. When I was doing the pride fights in Japan, I'd go with Josh Barnett, and Fedor had just come back from breaking his hand. And the promoter asked me to wrap his hands, and of course I did. And after that, you know, we became friends. And my last day with the UFC, he was fighting in San Jose, and I walk into the hotel lobby from the airport, and he comes up to me and gives me a hug and says, I have some sweats for you. So he sent the guy upstairs, brought sweat, the Team Fedor sweat, and I had my name on them. You know, so what made that special is that he thought about me when he was in Russia. And those are special moments. But I got tons of them, bro. I got tons of memories that are unforgettable.
What's it like when, you know, whether it's the biggest name in the sport, Fedor, or, you know, an up-and-coming fighter, or really anybody, you know, reaches out to you and says, hey, are you available on this date? I have a fight, and I really need you in my corner.
Yeah, that's always a great feeling. You know, just the respect factor more than anything else. And it don't really have to be a big name. You know, I worked with Shane Mosley Jr., a couple of weeks ago, and just, you know, I forget the name Shane Mosley Jr., but just the character. And for me now, you know, it's to the point I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of world title fights, and I've wrapped hundreds and hundreds of hands, but it's not even about that anymore. It's about the relationship with fighters and radio DJs.
What's Stitch Duran doing these days? I know last time we talked, which was way too long ago, and that's on me, and I apologize. You know, you said you wanted to kind of, you know, come back a little, you know, stay back a little, slow it down a little. Is that still the case, or are you just as busy as you always been?
Yeah, I wish I could say that, but I'm glad that I can't. Yeah, I got, you know, they're filming a documentary in my life. If you remember, I wrote a couple of books, From the Fields to the Garden, growing up as a farm worker and then making it to Madison Square Garden. And that was real successful. And those were available at Amazon.com, by the way. But being that, they're filming a documentary in my life.
Yeah, you're a professional with that, Stitch.
Well, thank you. But yeah, they're filming a documentary in my life. I just send the information to Michael B. Jordan, and that's hopefully, you know, by the first half of the end of the year, it'll be coming out. And I just got some information on a cannabis line. So there's a company that in the new year, Mac, I just got this email at 11:05. That was 23 minutes ago. Let me read it to you. He says, just to let you know that we are working on creating a special strain called Tie Stitch, and I should have samples for you soon. I am putting together the feasibility of having a special run on hand-rolled product, each number between 1 to 2500, to launch at Final 13 in Las Vegas prior to your induction into Hall of Fame. So that's another project that popped up to me.
That's cool. Now they'll all be collectors. Cool. So you got to decide what number you want.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, somebody brought up, I think they're going to do rolling papers and call them, you know, the tightest wrap in town. You know, so I'm looking to they're working on that right now. So been busy, thank God. You know, still got a lot of shows coming up in New Year, so I thought I was going to slow down. I spend my last New Year's Eve, I'll be in Tokyo. So that's my last fight for this year.
So you didn't cut back, you know, when you were saying you wanted to stay, you know, closer to home. And so that didn't even happen. You stayed way too busy.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, man. You know, when you get these guys that you work with time after time and they rely on you, and it's tough to say no. And, you know, to this point now, Randy, it's not even about the economics anymore. It's about relationships that I have. It's about stories that, you know, that I could tell my grandkids, and they're just, you know, I'm enjoying life.
Let me ask you this, and I asked David Feldman back in the day the same thing, and, you know, I've talked to Dana about it. You know, we're all fans of this sport, but when you're working, are you able to even really enjoy a fight? I mean, or are you watching that fighter and not the fight itself?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. My whole focus, I am watching the fight, you know, but as I'm doing that, my whole focus is on his face. You know, the whole 3 minutes when they're out there, I'm looking to see what kind of damage he's creating, what kind of damage he's receiving. And then I work, you know, when the bell rings, then I'll work according to that. But I always prepare for the worst-case scenario.
So Stitch, obviously, you know, you're a Hall of Famer. You're the face of the sport, in my opinion. I mean, the fight community is not the same without Stitch Duran in it. And I just got to take a second to give you a personal thank you, because 2 years ago in Atlanta at the Frank Mir fight, you stepped on the back of my truck and did the vertical gym. And I was at a point where it was brand new, and I had access to legends and wrestlers and champions and former champions. And, you know, so many people are so afraid to look bad or not dominate or look so like they are masterful. And so a lot of these people are afraid to even try. And you were so open to experiencing something new, and you gave me a lot of confidence. And I'm proud to say that today I train all the elite fighters in the Tampa Bay area. I train a local high school. I help kids establish their dream from a wish, a hope, to actually college and beyond. And you gave me confidence in myself to take a new journey. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, no, you know, it's always, and that's the thing that, you know, I was just talking about. It's not about the world title fights anymore, anything like that. It's about the relationships, and you know, that's obviously, it's a memory that you have that makes me feel good, you know, that you bring it up.
So he's the reason I can't get rid of you. So because of Stitch, that's why.
I'm here forever.
If I got to blame somebody, and Stitch, this is a true story. He has been fired live on the air for real, not a gimmick, 3 times.
Jeez.
And I can't get rid of him.
Who's the fool?
Yeah,
who's
right.
The fool? You or him?
Yeah, you're right. Ain't that the truth? What are your holiday plans? Christmas coming up, New Year's coming up. What are the plans for the family?
Yeah, you know, I just laying low. You know, I got my grandkids are here right now, and my other one is coming in about 10, 15, 20 minutes. But no, just lay low. You know, that's pretty much. We're gonna have you know, the Christmas dinner with the family and what have you not, and. But for the most part, lay low. And like I say, next Thursday, I fly off to Tokyo to do a show on New Year's Eve and then get home New Year's Day.
I'm assuming that most parents, and did your parents say to you the same thing my parents said to me? You love your children, but wait until you have grandchildren.
You know, it's funny because, yeah, you're right. I just got chills as you mentioned that because my daughter called last night and she was going to drop them off this morning. But the kids wanted to spend the night, and of course we got a big smile on our faces and welcome them. Yeah, you know, you gotta love your kids, but man, these little grandkids are just, you know, they make you laugh, they make you, they keep us young.
Absolutely, and I am the luckiest person on planet Earth, as my grandkids live 4 houses down, and literally the youngest is 3 years old. She's now in daycare, and she comes and knocks on the door every morning at like 6:45, 7 o'clock. You know, she comes inside for 5 minutes. We have a quick breakfast. Then she goes. It's grandkids. You're right. It makes you young, and it makes everything, all the ridiculousness stuff that's going on in the world, when you're able to spend time or even FaceTime, it makes it worth it.
Yeah. No, they're dolls, man. And, you know, they love hassling grandpa here and give mama all the credit. But, yeah, they just mess with me. You know? So, but I love it. That's what keeps them young, keeps me young.
Absolutely. As always, Stitch, thank you for your time. Congratulations on going in the Hall of Fame. Thank you for being a friend of the show and a friend of mine. Enjoy the holidays, and hopefully we'll cross paths somewhere very, very soon.
Oh, I'm sure we will. And, you know, you mentioned Dave Feldman, and I got to give him a lot of props, man. He's doing a great job, and, you know, I'm so proud of him.
He has taken the whole sport. You know, from a dream that was 100 and some years put away. Yeah, good stuff. Say hello to the family. Enjoy the grandkids. And I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
My man, appreciate you guys. Thank you. And Merry Christmas. And look forward to 2024.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stitch. What a good guy. Oh, what a good guy. And we need like Creed 7. Because if you remember back when Stitch was on, I was going to hide in his luggage just so I could go to the premiere. So we needed to be far enough down the road because I need to do that. I need to get there.
You got connections, Randy. You should cash in some favors, man. You know all the people.
I do have some connections.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried about anything. All right, let's at the bottom of the hour of the break. We'll continue talking about, you know, Rocky Balboa and Sly.
Cash in your connects. You worked a long time.
I'll cash it in 2 days after I'm done. This is Knockout Radio. Brought
I'll
to
cash
you
it
by,
in 2 days
yeah,
after
I'm sure
dead.
You will. You'll cash it in 2 days before I die. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. He's already making the call.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's college bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickle and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl championship trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Helen Ficalora Fine Jewelry at fair prices. Christmas gifts, we have them. Hanukkah gifts, we have them. At Helen Ficalora, we have the gifts. Shop jewelry now at HelenFicalora.com with code Z100 for free shipping. That's HelenFicalora.com.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Silent as the snowflake in the night.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio. And after the birthday gift that you gave me.
Yeah.
Okay, it was so different.
Welcome.
So interesting.
You're the goat.
I have a gift for you. This is your holiday gift.
Okay.
Okay. So I'd like to present to you a gift that I obtained from Helen Ficalora.
Oh.
So that's from me to you.
Can I open it now?
Yeah.
By the way, for Christmas?
No, open it now.
Well, what day do you open presents as a Jewish guy?
On Hanukkah.
When's that? Like day one or day eight? Or do you do gifts every day? How's it work? I don't understand the whole 8 days of Christmas.
Well, we don't have 8 days of Christmas. Well,
how many days do you open gifts? Don't you open a gift every single day?
In Hanukkah.
Yeah, when's that start?
You just said 8 days of Christmas.
Well, when's the Hanukkah start?
Last week. Yeah, so you're late. Thanks for my gift.
Well, this is nice. Look at this. Am I open this on air?
Yeah, open it so nobody can see.
I like the packaging. It's nice. Oh, it's got a button. I've never seen one like this. Whoa. Dang. I don't want to break it. I'm gonna keep it in the box. It's a pizza charm. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what Tommy Meatball doesn't have in New York. He doesn't have a pizza charm. That's sweet. Bro, thank you. Thank you very much.
A little bit better than a used blue belt. An earned blue belt.
Signed by eighth degree planet master from ninjutsu.
Yeah. You don't even know his name.
The grandmaster?
Okay.
Maybe he could be the ref. For the all white versus all black football team, like we could have like the grand wizard referee.
I like the idea now. I've changed.
Let's offend everybody.
No, I've changed. So okay. Now I think it should be a white black Pro Bowl, meaning your last name has to either be white or black.
With a brown ball.
Well, the ball's brown. It's cowhide. So
what color is the Gatorade?
If your last name is white, you play for team white. Okay. If your last name is black, you play for Team Black.
Well, Jack Black walked out. Who was it?
He looks homeless. Wonderboy.
Oh, your Wonderboy, Stephen Thompson, who ran into a monster.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the length that was ordered, but.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
It'll be a choker.
Hey, Steve, can you put this chain on?
Oh, yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need to see.
Steve.
So Colby then called out Wonderboy.
He did.
Yeah. He's like, that should be my next fight.
Okay. I mean, are you a fan of celebrities walking to the ring? I mean, aren't there enough people around
I saw a bunch of useless people standing around the check-in area. That's yeah. And I posted that. You know, people are just standing there like they're doing something.
We've had Justin Bieber walk out, Mayweather. I mean, it's common where you have celebrities, musicians.
I don't have a problem with that. I would have a problem if they took up a spot of somebody that they need in the corner.
Well, unless they're Mike Perry and they don't want to pay for extra corner people.
Well, but I'm saying that celebrity is not taking up a spot because he's not using it. But if you're only, I don't know the number, 2, 3, whatever, you know, to take up. Now, Jack Black kind of makes sense just because he sings the song. So, you know, and Dana said there'll be no singing towards it. That would have been better. If he was singing the song as he's walking, he trips, he falls down, he gets something in that big beard thing that you know, I saw he had corn and stuff, you know, caught in there, I think. That's alleged. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. You know, Dana took away the ramp because he wanted it to be more like boxing, and boxing does that.
Right.
So,
you missed the ramp?
I missed the ramp.
Yeah.
I thought the ramp was awesome.
The ramp was awesome.
One of the scariest times of my life was walking down that ramp.
It's not real stable, right? It kind of feels like it's going to collapse.
Well, I mean, it's a grade. You know, it's grailing or whatever. You know, I'm walking down carrying the belt in London. That's all I need to do is fall. And then, now, you know, I'll be the Titus O'Neil of the WWE when he fell and slid underneath the
apron.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
The ring. Yeah.
I don't think he was quite wearing an apron at the time. But
could be. He's always doing stuff to give back, especially this time of year. Metropolitan Ministries. He's on TV like every day.
We will have tickets from the upcoming Taste of or the Food Fight.
Yeah, Food Fight. Where it's a competition between Tampa restaurants, culinary scene.
Doesn't matter who the owners are, what color they are.
Versus the St. Pete culinary scene restaurant owners.
Again, doesn't matter what color the owners or chefs are.
But it brings to light that there's a petition now to change the Tampa Bay Rays to the St. Petersburg Rays. And are you for or against the name change?
First and foremost, I don't care.
Whoa, that's not, you can't have that opinion.
I can't?
No, not allowed. Steve, can you put this necklace on me?
Then I'll, chance? Then I'm all for it. Oh, wow, your girlfriend's going to do it?
He's the best blonde I've ever dated.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
This is unreal.
I love it.
And you've got the high collar.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so, and it's going to be too short, so it's even going to look better.
It's going to choke, or, yeah. You know.
So that's a silver chain and a silver pizza medallion that is being put around.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Don't get the cord in it.
He did.
Back it up. What are you doing? I'm not going to get the headset off. What are you doing? I'm tapping like Wonder Boy. I'm tapping. No, let go.
I got to be honest. You look like you're tapping like you did with Ben Saunders.
No, it's the first time that, ow, my hair. You're pulling my hair. Wow, how's the look?
Whatever.
Dude, I feel special.
Okay.
Feel good. For you. Thank you, Helen. Helen Ficaloro.
That's your Christmas present.
Chicago, New York locations. Now they have 2 locations. Get them online.
Let's go back to stupidity.
Okay.
So I'm talking about you again.
Never Tampa Bay Rays.
No, we'll get back to that. We'll talk about the Rays.
Okay.
The New York Democrats. Let me tell you about how
they arena football.
What's going on with the New York Democrats?
What sport do they play?
They are passing legislation. They are trying to pass.
Okay.
Requiring Chick-fil-A to open on Sunday.
Oh.
At all rest stops in New York. Or they have to close all their stores.
What?
Telling you.
What?
That's the news. That's coming out of New York.
No way.
Yep.
I mean, can't enforce that, can you? How can you enforce that?
How can you pass laws? How can you try to pass? You can pass anything.
Wow.
And then obviously.
So what's their stance is that you're not really dining in New York. You're not residing. You're just passing through. Because it's truck stop. You're just kind of stop, pit stop.
No, I think they're doing it because they want to reward you for not stopping and just driving through. They don't want you there, you know, unless.
No, there's no way that goes through. There's no way. I mean, that Super Bowl
wasn't in Atlanta. New York City, so.
No, it was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they didn't open on Super Bowl Sunday in the stadium where they have a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Right.
On the biggest stage on the world.
Let's switch gears. We've got about 10 minutes left till the top of the hour of hour number two. Okay. Dana announced some upcoming fights. So let's talk about that. Okay. Up next will be the 13th. As of right now, this needs to be discussed by the team. As of right now, we will be at it January 13th. The return of Johnny Walker.
Oh, wow. Johnny Walker coming back.
I'm thinking about changing our plans because the next week, how do you not go see Duplessis versus Strickland now?
Yeah.
I wanted to go before.
And where's that fight going to be?
This will be in Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh. Which,
but you're not allowed there.
What do you mean?
You don't know that?
Why can't I go to Toronto?
Because I was told by the Border Patrol.
That's not true.
I'm just
the
telling
Mounties?
You.
I would just we're close. Them. We're tight.
That's the two announcements for January, February. I still question this a little bit. February 10th, the night before the Super Bowl, Pfeiffer versus Hermanson. And I'm planning on going to that.
You expect a bigger card for the Super Bowl, wouldn't you?
You know, but, you know, we can go back and forth. There's going to be so much going on. Do you use your
all
next
your star
week?
Star power.
Yeah, the next week, Volkanovski versus Tapoya.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
So I get it to a certain point. March 9th.
And then I think Dana's putting all of his eggs in 300.
Well, but he can't be putting too many eggs in it.
You know, Miami at 299 is a stunner.
O'Malley versus Vera?
Yeah.
Can Chico pull it off?
I don't know.
Now, how about Strickland now, you know, going after O'Malley as well?
Yeah.
You know, with their preferences and likes. And
yeah.
I think Strickland's going to go, you know, like I said, I like him. Some of his trash talking is great. And like I've said, it shouldn't matter. Words are not, they're hurtful, but they, you know, move on. They don't break your bones or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Sean Strickland is an equal opportunity offender.
He is. Well, he doesn't care what weight class. He doesn't care what gender.
Who you are.
Doesn't care.
If you're a gender.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to him. But, I'm intrigued in that fight now. I was intrigued before.
Yeah.
You know, Duplessis just kind of, you know, even though from what I was told, kind of said the first jar, you know, kind of threw the first bullets.
Yeah.
The first few hand grenades.
Well, then he dodged the Strickland, you know, bullet when he did the finger pointing.
Yeah.
And
well, it wasn't a finger. It was a gun.
Well, yeah.
I'm surprised people were not offended by that.
They're offended by everything.
Well, they are.
So, you got a lot coming up. I mean, it's a good season. I mean, this is a good season for.
How do you want to have people register for the BKFC poster? How would you like to recommend giving away? We have a couple pair for Friday's Gasparilla Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, which will be at Raymond James. That's Friday afternoon. We have some tickets to give away, which we need to do today and tomorrow because the game's on Friday. And then we have a couple pair to give away, Wisconsin versus LSU at the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Okay.
Still miss the Outback Bowl. At least for lunch.
Yeah, for the food.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, I think for the Perry poster, you got to, you know, do something King of Violence oriented, something submit. You know, Mike Perry's best performance or his best fight.
Did I tell
career.
You I got hit by a car
in
Vegas?
You did.
Did
you
I?
Did.
Okay.
Well, you have a history of walking in front of traffic.
I was in the right of way.
We don't know. I didn't see the video, but.
Well, the video was in Steve's eyes because he was behind me.
That's where I was when you almost got me hit by a car in New York.
I was in the right of way. I was walking on the sidewalk. How am I in the wrong? Now, I got to clarify because I'm saying I'm walking in the sidewalk and, you know, I got hit. How do you get hit on a sidewalk? You know how a sidewalk, it goes and then it kind of like stops because it's a driveway.
It's in the street.
Well, it's in like the parking area.
A roadway. Right.
That has a stop sign.
Yeah.
So.
It's a suggested stop sign.
Well, then it's a suggested lawsuit.
I mean, just good rule of thumb. You don't weigh the same as a car or SUV or a bus.
I'm getting close.
So, well, the holiday food is here.
I'm approaching it.
But, you know, if you're going to play chicken, always use caution.
I did use caution enough that I saw him hit me.
That's good.
You know, it's not like I got surprised by it.
You're going to be able to pick him out in a lineup. You know,
I have a picture of
like
him.
That guy.
I have a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
So when he came back, he goes, "How you doing?" I go, "You mean after you just hit me?" He goes, "I didn't hit you." I said, "You didn't just pull out, look to the left, and then hit me on the right?" He goes, "Yeah, that was me." Yeah, you just hit me.
Well, I mean, if it means anything, you also hit a guy in the head when you got your charger out at the airport. Like, and after you guys became friends.
Well, we didn't become friends. He never contacted me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, shocking. I hit him in the head with my charger.
You hit him with your hand. You, like, went to reach to get the charger and purposely, allegedly, like, from my viewpoint, hit him in the head. And then he acknowledged it later. Like, hey, you know, I guess you hit me in the head to get your charger was worth it. So you're like Strickland. At some point, I'm going to have to jump into one of these fisticuffs in public to defend your honor and, like, you know, save a Navy vet. And, like, and then I'll be a hero.
All right. I hate saying anything good about you because there's not a whole lot of good about you. Okay. Just so we've laid that out. I was telling somebody about the B&B. And the B&B, like I said, I think it looks nice. I think it'll be fine. I read a review that somebody either lives in the garage or in the back.
Okay.
Like in an apartment thing. And I said, I'm comfortable. Matt will be there. Yeah. Matt's looking for a fight.
Yeah,
Dana's looking for a fighter,
and
you're looking for a fight.
Let's go.
So we're going to post you outside that door.
I might not fight anymore. Because I might break my necklace. I got to worry now. This is too nice to get in a fight with. Like, at least I got to say that.
At least you could be a pizza guy to wear a pizza.
There's levels to society. And it seems like the lower the level, the more... how do I say this?
I don't know where you're going.
Well, like, there's courtesies. Like, people take time. Like, if it's two females fighting, they'll wait for the other one to take off their earrings and to, like, you know, take off clothes so they don't rip nice clothes. Yeah. Like, there's certain etiquette.
There is no rules in street fights.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
You don't want to tear up your new jeans. You don't want to scuff up your shoes. You don't want to break your hoop earrings or get them ripped out. Like, there's rules.
You'd be more concerned about ripping the
females when they grab hair and they rip out the dreadlocks or the braids.
The fake hair.
Yeah, so it's, you know, there's rules to this stuff.
There is no rules hand grenades. There is no rules in fighting.
Speaking of hand grenades, have you ever done...
I've never done a hand grenade.
Magnet fishing. I was watching a YouTube channel today. They take these big magnets and a rope. They throw it over the bridges and they collect... guns, and they find hand grenades and weaponry, and then they have to call the police and the bomb squad to come out because they'll find, like, old ammunition that was just thrown over a bridge. But I looked it up on Amazon. They're cheap.
What's, like, the reason to do that, then?
To collect stuff.
But you have to call the police to come out and...
That's what they did. We could have collected a whole arsenal. We could start our own country.
Well, you guys are good at getting illegal stuff and then throwing it in garbage dumps and, you know, throwing it away.
I don't know this French stuff. I don't know anything about that.
So if you find a gun in the middle of the ocean, you can keep it?
Heck yeah. Unless it was used in a murder.
Well, how do you know?
You have to call the police and have them run a serial number, I guess.
I think the only way that a gun is going to be found in the middle of the ocean is if it was used in a murder. Why else would you throw a gun in the water? It fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, you're swimming.
Right.
You know, like
it went well with my Speedo.
Well, I mean, like, I mean, if a boat capsizes and it tips over and you got a boat just in those pirates, because there's pirates. We live in Tampa Bay. Every time I go out on the water, I'm worried about piracy.
So the pirate would have used that gun for a murder earlier.
Yeah, man.
Right. So that's why it's thrown in there, because he killed somebody with it.
And what if we found your gun from high school? You know, like the muzzle, and you're packing it in, and you're like, pew, and then you throw us it over. I'm like, the British are coming. We can reenact.
Are you almost done?
Your prom.
Oh, I'm like, whatever. No, I'm not interested in magnet
fish.
Let's
go.
No.
I'll buy the magnet.
I would rather magnet fish, though, than bow fish. I don't like bow fishing. I didn't like it because I can't do it.
Yeah. It takes skill.
Yeah, well, I don't have skill.
And the fish is moving.
Well, yeah, it's hard to hit a needle-nose fish. You know, it's about a quarter of an inch. I heard Shore Acres flooded while we were gone.
So you missed the no-name storm of 2023. And here's what's crazy about where we live. So for those of you in the national audience, we live in Florida.
Worldwide audience.
We live on the west side of Florida, right, on the Gulf. It's traditionally... We're spared from major hurricanes. It's not like Miami or the Atlantic side where storms come across the Atlantic and plow right into the land. This was just a tropical storm that formed in the Gulf. And because of the tide and the directions of the wind flooded low-lying areas in the coastal region. And our friend, Captain Kelly, who was a bow fisherman. His house was once again flooded, and the entire neighborhood around him was flooded. And these people just finished rehab and repair from Hurricane Idalia that came through. So this was just a fluke of a storm that popped up, and the reality of living in a low-lying area, right?
I wasn't here.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many times I could do it. I mean, how many times would you want to rebuild, start over?
Never.
Ripping out drywall, taking out appliances, new flooring, construction zone for 6 months, and then out of nowhere, a Friday night storm rolls in, and you start all over.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go of Matt rambling, and we'll get to that when we return, as well as your new karate combat champion, Smiling Sam Alvey, in the third hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Staff Zone, and BioAccelerate. See you in 2 2.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I want you to want me.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you,
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
listen.